A doctor in regional South Australia has become the first person in the country to receive a dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. It marks a new phase in Australia's vaccine strategy in defending against the COVID-19 virus. Meanwhile, the federal government is assuring the community a blocked shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine from Italy won't affect the rollout. Australia's been caught in the crossfire after Italy and the EU stopped 250,000 doses reaching our shores. But with domestic production of the AstraZeneca jab on track, the government insists Australia has enough doses to tide us over. Sarah Sedgie reports.
For much of last year, the world waited for a safe and effective vaccine to come along. Now Australia is benefiting from the collective efforts that made vaccines against COVID-19 a reality. Dr. Caroline Fagan is head of the Riverland Mallee Coorong Local Health Network and received the first AstraZeneca jab this morning.
I feel very privileged and I'm very honoured to be the first person in Australia to receive it. And I really hope I reassure people that it is a safe vaccine. I am immunocompromised myself and I'm really excited about it. I really feel that it's really important.
Administering the vaccine was Professor Paul Worley, former Australian Rural Health Commissioner.
Rural generalists are rolling up their sleeve to have the vaccine and we're rolling up our sleeve to give the vaccine.
In the earlier days of this pandemic, there was so much concern about this virus getting into rural communities. How significant is it that we're now at a stage where we're administering vaccines to a rural community?
Rural communities are no more immune than city communities when it comes to the problems with the COVID pandemic. And in fact, with the prevalence of chronic diseases in rural communities, it may actually be that if COVID got into them, there would be worse outcomes than for people in the city. And for that reason, starting the immunisations here today in Murray Bridge is a very profound step in the right direction.
Dr. Chris Moy, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, hopes this marks a turning point in the pandemic.
I think it's a boost of confidence, really, because I think this really marks the sort of opening of the second front in the, you know, defence of Australia and protection of Australians against COVID. And I think increased sense of security that, you know, the whole community will hopefully in the next few months get increased protection and that, you know, we can start looking at a newer world later in the year.
The AstraZeneca vaccine is the second to be rolled out in Australia's vaccination program. The Pfizer vaccine is also being administered, but there are more complicated logistics involved in getting it to people because it has to be kept at extremely cold temperatures.
So getting it out there has been a lot easier, which is fantastic. And really, that's just a sign of the fact that we've got this vaccine, which is not only easy to handle, but also we have that surety that it's going to be able to be manufactured in Australia from later this month, which is also an important thing, given, you know, some of the sort of vaccine nationalism that started to develop in Europe where they're sort of starting to block supplies of various vaccines.
Australia currently has 300,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, with local production to begin soon in Melbourne. There were more vaccines expected to be sent from Italy, but Italy and the European Union blocked the shipment of 250,000 doses. Italy's foreign ministry says the decision was made because Australia isn't as vulnerable to the virus and there's a shortage of vaccines in the EU. Australia's Finance Minister Simon Birmingham told Sky News other countries are facing a much more serious situation.
Well, look, I don't think we should see this as a target at Australia, but I think it is very much a reminder of the desperation that exists in other parts of the world compared with the very good position we find ourselves in here in Australia.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the supplies Australia already has will see the country through until local production of the vaccine begins.
Sarah Sedgie reporting.